Good morning. I'm pleased to be with you all this morning. Before I say anything else, I want to let you know that, He told me I had to turn this on seconds before I started, and I forgot. So before I say anything else to you all this morning, I want to let you know that Pastor Stacy called me this morning to let me know that she was praying for me and praying for all of you during this transition, to let me know that she misses you all and loves you all. And I also know that your new pastor is praying for you. I am praying for you. Your district superintendent, Mark, is praying for you. So you all are just covered in prayer, not only this Sunday, but throughout this transition period. So know that. We do have one prayer request this morning that came from the chat. Nola's brother, Tom, is still in the hospital. So please hold Nola and Tom and family in prayer. Are there other joys and concerns to share this morning? No, I know that there, the new pastor does want to share a video introduction with you, so we'll do that now before we move on with the pastoral prayer. Please join me in prayer. God, we pray for Pastor Jacob as he is journeying here to be with his new faith community, for the ministry that he will begin here, for the ministry that has already been begun here, for the ministry that they will now do together. I lift this up to you for your blessing. May it be transformative for this church and this community. We also lift up to you Nola and Tom and their family. I lift up to you all the prayers that are held in each of the hearts here this morning, not shared out loud, but which you know about because you know our hearts. God, you alone are worthy of honor, glory, and praise. And with you, we know we can overcome every storm, even storms that seem to rage outside of our grasp, things like global pandemics and wars and invasions on foreign shores and all kinds of leadership challenges in this country. Right now, we are asking you to heal those who are sick, protect those who are not. Give our leaders extra wisdom as they navigate not only this pandemic and the economic uncertainty, but everything that is swirling around us now in our city and our nation. Strengthen your global church. Reveal to us how we can partner together to reach the needs of those that are around us. Calm our fears. Fill us with your hope, joy, and peace as we continue to trust in you. All of this we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. It is time now for the passing of the peace, and I think there's supposed to be some sort of no contact way of doing this, so I will let you figure that out. But let me just say, the peace of the Lord be with you. Maybe we can share signs of peace with those that are near us and around us. Please do so.